We're in Shailot V'Shuvadi Chavedat, Chelek Dalet, tonight, Siman, Chaf Hei. The question he's dealing with, are women obligated in Seudah Shlishit, and even in Seudah Revi'it, and Melav Malka? So let's figure out Seudah Shlishit first. So, we know there's a requirement to eat Shalosh Seudot B'Shabbat, the Gemara points it out, Gemara and Shabbat Kup Yudchei. So, the Rabbeinu Tam says, yeah, women are obligated in Seudah Shlishit also. Why do you have to eat three Seudot on Shabbat? The Gemara points out, "Ichlu hayom ki Shabbat hayom laHashem, hayom lo timtzu basadeh." It says hayom three times when it's talking about the nace of the man, that the man fell on Friday twice as much, so they would have enough for Shabbat. Since it says hayom three times, we learn they have to have three seudot for Shabbat. Rabbi Yitam says, "Okay, af hen hayu b'oto anes." We see that coming up every so often, that since women were also part of the miracle of the man, they are also obligated in seudas lishit. Now, the Gemara only uses in a couple of instances. It uses by Mikra Megillah. It uses by Arba Kosot. Used in some instances, but not terribly many. Meaning, why does the Rabbi Natam have to say that? Because the Ran says, I don't know what you're talking about, Rabbi Natam. Why are you worried about Afen Ayubot Anis? What's bothering him? What's bothering him is that we have a principle that it should be a mitzvah aseh. A mitzvah that says a positive mitzvah, and a mitzvah that says shazman grama. Any positive mitzvah that's bound by time, which means do X at a particular time, women are exempt. Blow shofar in the first of Tishrei. Sit in the sukkah on the 15th of Tishrei. Should be all, women are exempt from all of those things, with a good, full handful of exceptions. But mitzvah that says shazman grama, eating three sudot on Shabbat should be a positive mitzvah, only one day a week. It should be time-bound, and therefore they should be exempt. So Rabbi Nisam says, you're right. They should be exempt, but since they were also part of the miracle, they're obligated. The Ran says, wait a minute, don't deal with that. The Ramban says, hold on. On Shabbat, Shabbat's one of the exceptions. Shabbat's one of the exceptions to the rule. Even though mitzvah kiddush should be mitzvah taseh shehazman grama, Torah says make kiddush. When? Friday night. It's a time-bound positive mitzvah. Do it at this time. Women should be exempt. But since Shamor v'Zachor b'Divur Echad Ne'emru, that we say Hashem said the words Zachor and Shamor in the Aseret HaDibrot all at once, Zachor means the positives, Shamor means the negatives. Women are obligated in all the negative mitzvot of Shabbat, since Hashem said them at the same time. Therefore, women are obligated in all the mitzvot of Shabbat. That's what the Ran says. That's how we know they're obligated in Kiddush. The Gemara only talks about Kiddush. The Gemara says, how do you know women are obligated in Kiddush? Zachor v'shamor b'divur echad ne'emru. They should have been exempt, but there's an exception. So the Ran says, yeah, there's an exception. All of Shabbat, women are equal to men. And what about Rabbeinu Tam? What would Rabbeinu Tam say to that? Rabbeinu Tam would respond to that, no, the Gemara only says that al kiddush, maybe havdalah. The women aren't obligated in all the mitzvot of Shabbat. They're only obligated in kiddush and havdalah like men. Everything else is different. Practically speaking, both Rabbi Nutam says they're obligated, because often they debate on it, and the Ran and the Ramban say they're obligated, because the Chor v'Shamor b'Dibur Echad. Everyone holds they're obligated. So what's the question? This is Tshuva or Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger in our Elef L'Chad Shlomo, he writes, wait a minute, we don't even know why they're obligated. Rabbi Nutam says like this, the Ramban says like this, they don't have to do it. So Rav Avadya points out, what? If you'd ask Rabbi Nutam, do women have to eat Seudas L'Shit? He would say yes. Yes, the Ramban. Do women have to eat Seudas L'Shit? They would say yes. They argue about why. That doesn't make you exempt. Even though they each think they're wrong, the other one's wrong, they would both say yes. Since they would both say yes, it's obvious that all the Rishonim say yes. No one says no. Therefore, women are obligated in Seudas L'Shit. And similarly, goes hand in hand with Lechem Mishneh. Lechem Mishneh having two chalot is also Zecher L'Man. From our point of view, those two should go together. Lechem Mishneh and Seudas L'Shit should go together, and therefore they should be obligated in Seudas L'Shit and in Lechem Mishneh, just like men. So what about Seudah Revi'it, Melav Malka? So the Gemara points out, Yisadeh Adam Shulchano Be'erev Shabbat, Aval Pi Shenot Kari Chelek Kezayit. You have to have a meal on Motzei Shabbat. It's a din in Shulchan Aruch. Siman Shin. You have to have Melav Malka. It's a din in Shulchan Aruch. It's not this nice idea, if you want to have a kumzitz, then you should have some bread. No, the din is you have to have Melav Malka. It's required. The Rambam writes like this. Shulchan Aruch writes like this. The Sibole Aleket says, it's like the Melav Malka. Just like you escort, you invite the Shabbat in, you have to invite it out. You have to escort it out. The Gra points out, and you have to have bread. Why do you have to have bread? Because he says, you see that everyone compares it to Seudot Shabbat. Since it's compared to Seudot Shabbat, where you must have bread, so to Malav Malka, you must have bread. Now some poskim say, well, if you can't eat bread, you're so full, at least eat mizonos. At least do something, but you're required to do it. Rav Adi writes, okay, if the comparison to Seudot Shabbat is, therefore you must eat bread, because just like Seudot Shabbat, you must eat bread, so too Malav Malka, you must eat bread. So just like women are obligated in Seudot Shabbat, the three Seudot of Shabbat, so too, women should be obligated in Milav Malka also. He then quotes, and it's well known from the Gra, the Gaon Mivilna, who thinks this was like a big deal. He says, the Gaon Mivilna, they tell these stories that he was sick one Motei Shabbat, and he was throwing up, and he couldn't eat. And he insisted that his family wake him up every so often throughout the night to make sure he's okay. And apparently at some point in the middle of the night, he couldn't eat anymore. He couldn't eat, he was so sick. He said, you know what? Crumple up the bread, put it in some soup or something, and that way he'll at least eat it through the soup. He insisted on eating Milav Malka. The Zohar HaKadosh writes that that one who does not eat Milav Malka, it's as if he didn't eat Seudas Lishit. Seudas Lishit may be a Din Torah. And therefore it's considered to be something that men and women need to be careful about. He concludes that, yeah, if you can't do it with bread, you should at least do it with Himei Zonot. And if you can't bring yourself to eating the Zonot, whatever it is, you ate too much on Shabbat. At least perot, at least something, Milav Malka should at least be done. L'chatchila, should be kazayit of bread. Not a tremendous amount, but someone who can't, then at the very least, mizonot, and even if not, then perot. But certainly, Seudas Lishit, women are obligated just like men. Milav Malka, women are obligated just as men, and sometimes a little bit of chizuk for Milav Malka, that also men are obligated in Milav Malka, which we often forget.